Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, I feel like a lot has happened since we last spoke with Brewers.com writer Adam McKelvey. Think about when we had him on a week ago Tuesday. The news was just breaking that the Miz,
yes,
Jacob Mizorowski, was on his way to Milwaukee. He was going to be joining the big league club. He was going to make his debut against the Cardinals. Well, he did that.
He did that, all right. And people who were there are never going to forget that.
No, he did it. He didn't allow a hit. He kind of tweaked his ankle all awkwardly.
That's right,
suffered,
yeah,
from some cramps.
That looked a little rough.
And then the series continued, and the Brewers and Cardinals acted like the Brewers and Cardinals. They got after it a little bit and after each other with some words from the bench and then the locker room following the game. Brewers take 3 of 4. Now they're in Chicago, and Adam McKelvey's in Maui. Okay, I can't put it all together, but that's where we are today, and Adam joins us right now. Hello, Adam. Or good morning.
I'm on assignment. Good morning is right. Gina called me this morning, and it was, I said good morning, and I forgot that I'm on the afternoon in Milwaukee. You know, Craig Counsell and Lorenzo Cain played in Hawaii?
I did not know that.
There was a thing called the Hawaii. I was looking it up this morning because I was reminded of it. There was a Hawaiian baseball league in the winter, and it was in the 90s for a couple of years, and they had, like, funding issues, and it was dormant until the mid-late 2000s, and that's when Lorenzo Cain was there. So Craig Counsell actually played for the Maui Stingrays. And I remember a reporter asking him about this once for a story, and he said, I mean, you're 20-whatever years old, young in your career, just getting started. It was like the greatest winter ball assignment ever.
For a hot second, I thought you were going to say, did you know Craig Counsell's like staying in the room right down the hall from me? That's what it sounded like, even though I know that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, he took the series off.
Right?
Yeah, he took, you know, he has missed games for graduations, kids' graduations, but I don't think a family vacation would qualify as an absence for Counts.
So, speaking of the Cubs, oh, the Cubbies. So they're good this year, huh?
They are good. I mean, they were good last year. They just had kind of a bad year. But, I mean, when you looked at the roster, they are very good. And they're definitely it's the Brewers division until someone else wins it, I think, after winning 3 of the last 4. But going into the season, when you looked at the predictions and everything and the models, they definitely liked the Cubs. They've got a little bit of everything. They've got a legit closer now. They've got good – they've had kind of solid starting pitching, and they can definitely score some runs. So they are a pretty complete team and a difficult draw for the Brewers. It'll be interesting. That Mizorowski matchup is really interesting because, as Murph just said in your clip, the first one you go by on just like pure adrenaline, he hadn't slept for 2 days, he said, and he comes out throwing 100.5 on the very first pitch, gets up to 102. I mean, it's just all energy and adrenaline. The second one, now he's had 5 days to think about it. He did all the work in between starts. It's on the road. The Wrigley faithful can definitely get on a guy. I mean, there's a lot going on there. And the second one is almost more interesting than the first one in terms of how he handles that emotionally.
So the side effect here of Jacob Mizorowski coming up, and I left it out of my opening sequence bringing you in, Adam, is that a Brewers starting pitcher requested a trade and was traded 24 hours later in Aaron Civale. I was always taught this. Remember all the years the Brewers had too many first basemen. What are they going to do with all these guys? Well, injuries happen, yeah, and it all kind of works out. They got way too many outfielders. They don't need all these guys. Well, they keep everybody, and then because of injuries, things tend to work out. Is that too simple a way to look at the situation with Aaron Civale? Like, it would not have shocked me if he would have been back in the starting rotation before too long.
No, I agree with that. And he had success as a Brewers starting pitcher. And it was in kind of these measured outings where it was often twice through the order. It was often kind of a 5-inning outing. But they were really effective innings. And you could count on those when he was healthy. And, look, I was surprised. I actually had to go back and apologize to a couple of people because what I had heard is they tried to trade him when they made the decision that Mizorowski was coming up, and it just, there wasn't a deal to make at that time. Now the agent you know, kind of goes public with the idea he wants to be traded, that makes it even harder to trade a guy. So I did not think there was really an opportunity for a trade. And then, as you said, 24 hours later, with Andrew Vaughn, a former big, big top prospect who is having a really tough year and just hasn't been the player for the White Sox that they wanted him to be, it's kind of a change of scenery deal. The salaries, you know, closely offset, and the Brewers included some money to make it equal, and it worked out to where both guys kind of get a change of scenery and a fresh start. And do the Brewers need Andrew Vaughn? He's a first baseman DH. They really don't need that position, but it's a chance to kind of take a flyer on somebody for a player who didn't fit your plans anymore because you had other guys you wanted to see start. So kind of a trade where hopefully it makes sense for both teams, and hopefully each of those guys takes has a chance to have a fresh start and make something of it, because Savali's been a good pitcher and he's got free agency coming, and he wants to get a good deal for him and his family, and that's totally understandable.
When was the last time the Brewers saw someone like the Miz? Because I'm trying to think back. I mean, this was when he debuted and, you know, flames were coming off that ball as he was pitching. People were just talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. And I was trying to think, like, when was the last time we saw something like this? Is there even a good comparison?
Yeah. No, Jessica, it's a great question, because we all were asking that last week. I was texting, you know, say Tom Flanagan, who's the Brewers farm director and has been with the club for ages. He started as a bat boy. He's seen every debut. And I said, what does this compare to? And, you know, someone said Josh Hader. Oh. I think there was a lot of buzz around Josh Hader, but remember, he came up to the bullpen. There was a lot of buzz around Giovanni Gallardo, I remember, because it was at a time in 07 where the Brewers had not been good, and they were just kind of getting to be competitive, so there was some excitement around the team, and he was a big pitching prospect, but he wasn't coming out throwing 100. And then you think back to, like, Ben Sheets, who was the Olympic hero. He came to County Stadium for that closing ceremony, and it was such a big deal with the gold medal around his neck. I think that's a good comp in terms of, like, the anticipation from the fans for a player. But in the social media age, it's so different.
Yeah.
Prospects now are talked about so much more than they were back then. There's so much added pressure on these guys than there was for the likes of Ben Sheets. So there really hasn't been one like this. And then you talk about the hundreds. They'd had 8 true 100-mile-an-hour pitches by a starting pitcher since 2008 when they tracked this. 8.
Wow.
Mizorowski threw 14.
Wow.
And of the 8, 6 were from Trevor McGill as an opener, so it was really a relief. But there were two true starters threw 100 miles an hour, and Mizorowski threw 14. So there'd never been anything like that.
Well, it is also a sign of the times here, Adam, because I remember just growing up, if somebody threw in the hundreds, that was like the opening sequence on SportsCenter. Like, you were going to hear about it,
exactly.
You were going to see about it, and now you don't. And not that starters are doing it with a high degree of regularity, but there are way more arms in baseball today throwing 100 miles an hour than there were when it was, about the Nolan Ryan Express, and that was about it.
Well, it's just like the other sports, bigger, stronger, faster. The athletes are just bigger than they were and stronger than they were. And in baseball, the training is, we talked about this, so specialized, where it used to be a starting pitcher would train to navigate 9 innings. Now the starting pitcher trains to be excellent, to be peak spin, peak velo, peak rise on the fastball, all the traits that make whatever he does best great for as long as he can do it, which is often 5 pitches. I mean, 90 to 100 pitches is the new normal. I remember when I started in the Miller Park era, it was, 120 was the norm. And people were complaining about that because Nolan Ryan used to throw 160 pitches, and why can't they do this anymore? So the game evolves, and it's become much more specialized, and the stuff that is coming at these hitters is way, way more nasty when you look at the course of the entire league, across the whole league, than it was, where there used to be, a couple of special pitchers on every team and then some Hammond Eggers who'd get you some outs. Now everybody is really special, and the hitters have to see that from inning 1 through inning 9, and it's like 4 different pitchers, 5 different pitchers coming at them every night.
Some ham and eggers? Is that just like solid? Like, you get a good start to breakfast? Ham and eggers are just solid?
I don't know where that – I feel like that's a Drew Olson, the former Journal Sentinel beat writer. Now he's one of our official scoring crew. So, yeah, I think ham and eggers came from Drew. I don't know where that came from.
I don't even know if I've ever heard that. Kegs
yeah.
and eggs.
Yeah, kegs. Well, yes, they're very different. Yes, they're very different. Adam, before we let you go, I must take you back to last week. So I had said on the program, if you see Adam out at the ballpark, make sure to give him a high five, yeah. a hug. His autograph signing will take place. And somebody actually was looking for you for your autograph signing. So apparently my messaging worked.
It did. And if Connie is listening, Connie, that was very kind. It made my day. Thank you very much. She's from New Berlin, which is dear to my heart. And it was very funny and very nice. And we took a photo and sent it to Greg because this poor woman was looking around for the signing and photo event.
Oh, my goodness.
And the ushers were very, very confused. So, Greg, you need to be careful with what you say on the air.
But wait, now, isn't there another layer to this story as well? Didn't you tell me something else that's really amusing about this story?
I did. Didn't she have your number somehow, Adam?
Well, because they have a garage door company in New Berlin, and it's they installed our garage door, and it's wonderful, and it's worked for many, many years, and it was excellent service. And if anyone needs a garage door, they should look up Lando and get themselves a really nice new garage door.
So you guys already had
Amazing.
The number. She could have just texted you, but she didn't realize.
Didn't even know it.
Oh.
Didn't even know it.
Good stuff. Hey, enjoy Maui. Yeah. Sounds great.
We'll check it again next weekend.
Yeah, a little vacation. I feel bad. All my friends are working, and I'm out here on the beach. But
no.
such is life.
Well, enjoy
it.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. We'll check in again soon.
All right. Aloha.
Yes. Mahalo to Adam McKelvey.